Welcome to the Philip Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:19 Pacific Summer Time. Today is June 4th. This also marks the 25th anniversary of Tiananmen Square massacre. I'd be censored in China if I mentioned it as a massacre, but that's exactly what it was. But it had very little impact on the stock market today. It was down a bit, not a great deal. Well, perhaps more important for the industrial metal outlook is that there's been some rehypothecation of copper and aluminium stocks, in that there's been something going on there in which companies that have had difficulty getting access to credit have been buying industrial metals and then posting them as collateral with multiple banks in order to raise money. Well, that means that people have been rushing down to the warehouse to find out whether whether the collateral that's been posted is actually theirs, or if it's there at all. Well, that's a bit negative for some of the industrial metals, but not in a dynamic fashion. Copper was down by 4 cents in here today. It's coming back to test the progression of higher reaction lows, and that's the region of the 200-day moving average where it's encountered a bit of resistance. Well, the $3 area remains the big psychological level. You've had this failed downside break, and now we're going to see that level probably retested, or at least the progression of higher reaction lows evident over the last 2 months tested. Well, the industrial metal complex more generally, we've had a little bit of an overbought condition which is being unwound, but generally it's fairly constructive. Well, elsewhere in the commodity complex, gold continues to hold here around the $1,250 area. Got up to test it today, but wasn't quite able to get through it, and it's finishing out the day around $1,243. Well, it's badly in need of an upward dynamic to really convince people that demand is coming in at a progressively higher level here. Well, silver was also reasonably unchanged in here. And, it was a pretty quiet day generally for the precious metals. Well, if we go to stock markets, well, India, having done very well yesterday, was a little bit quieter today. It was a generally quiet day in Asia. Australia was a bit weaker. That's two consecutive days to the downside, and it looks like we're going to see a test of the progression of higher reaction lows. But that's still within the confines of what is a pretty tight range. Well, when you look at Europe, well, there's a lot of anticipation about exactly what's going to happen with the ECB tomorrow. So the markets were selling a little bit in here in anticipation of that, but again, not in a dynamic fashion. And perhaps one of the weaker markets was, one of the weaker markets was in the sort of the southern half, where you had the IBEX in Spain was down 0.2%. So, you know, it's definitely not anything dynamic in the majority of Europe. Well, we can anticipate that there's going to be a bit of a move tomorrow with whatever the ECB announces. Well, considering that the markets had rallied into this, then we could get a little bit of consolidation going on. Well, the other market that had rallied in anticipation of tomorrow's announcement were government bonds. And, well, U.S. Treasuries are pretty quiet in here today, but, well, the gilt was lower by about, just less than half a point, and Euro bunds were down by about 0.2 of a point. Well, in any kind of scenario, the German government is probably going to come out on top, considering that its export sector would be one of the main beneficiaries of a weaker euro. But even still, well, the euro is still around 136. Well, the ECB doesn't want a strong currency. They they signaled pretty clearly that they thought that 140 was a bit of a Rubicon in terms of the competitiveness of the European export sector. And the euro has pulled back now to test the region of the 200-day moving average. Well, it steadied there last week, but not in a dynamic fashion. And, well, you'd need a pretty emphatic upward dynamic to question the potential for the euro to go a bit lower in here. Well, the UK economy is back on a growth footing, and you have Mr. Carney at the Bank of England talking about potentially starting to raise interest rates. Well, that sets it on a pretty I suppose you could describe as an opposite path to the Eurozone. So the potential for the pound to strengthen over the medium term against the euro remains pretty much the base case. Well, when we think about exactly where we are in terms of the markets, well, then the oil market is standing out a bit now, in that it has been very inert. Well, that's a fairly that's an unusual situation for the oil markets. It's generally volatile, but when you look at, for example, the Brent crude market, well, it's held above the $100 area. Well, it was weaker today. It's pulling back from the upper side of its range, but only by about it was down about half a dollar, but that's reversing an earlier advance. But it's largely been range-bound between $105 and $106 or $107, $112, $113. Well, that's tight range for something like oil, which is usually pretty volatile. Well, Brent is now pulling back from the 110 area. But what we have now is a developing triangular pattern where you still have this progression of mostly lower rally highs within this range over the last year. And, well, you also have a gentle upward bias at the lower side of that range. Well, that means that we're going to get an emphatic breakout in either direction, a range is an explosion waiting to happen. There's certainly a downward bias in the short term, and well, prices would really need to find support above 105 in order for the triangular pattern to remain in place. Well, if it starts to push below 105, well, then we could see a swifter decline. Well, there's a lot of moving parts in the oil market, and the fact that we've had this range, well, that tells us that supply and demand have been pretty much in balance, but that isn't a condition that's likely to persist. Well, against that background, the dollar has been pretty weak for much of the last few months. But when you look at, for example, the dollar index, well, then there's definitely an upward bias is evident there, and that we're probably going to see it go up a little bit more at least. Whereas when you look at the Asian dollar index, well, that had been such a remarkable outperformer over the last decade that, well, currencies have pretty much stalled now. Their advance has been, well, they've pretty much gone nowhere relative to the dollar for nearly 3 years. And with China engaged in, well, they've abandoned their strong yuan policy, well, then that would suggest that if they're looking for a weaker yuan, that other currencies are going to strengthen relative to it. Well, that suggests that we're going to get a downward bias in the Asian dollar index. But you put those two things together, you can start to make a case for the dollar bottoming out. And, when you think about the important factors that could potentially be strong for the U.S. economy, well, then today's service industry figures were pretty positive. But the fact that you have this competitive advantage in energy pricing, not least in natural gas, that is being twinned with technological innovation in a whole host of sectors, so that you're getting lower pricing but also lower consumption, well, then you're getting the potential for productivity growth coming through, and not least because, well, a lot of the innovation that we've had in the technology sector over the last decade has been very much on the social side, and some people would consider it pretty frivolous. But well, increasingly what you're getting is that same innovation being pushed through and into the industrial sector. Well, 3D printing is certainly the most high-profile parts of that, but when you think about the role that optics, robotics, and, the various sensors that are going into increasingly large machines, well, then that really is an industrial renaissance that is taking place. Well, against that background, it's not so out there on the periphery or maverick to say that you might get a stronger dollar as a result. Well, I think with that, I will leave you for the afternoon. Wish all the best to all of you.